now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, the swing party is set for go tonight. The music is on the turntable, the lights are dim, the drinks are chilled as we take a look at the life of the late, great Patti Page. I've dug out an interview with her from a few years ago, which I think you'll dig. And for those who like a lid to go with a bag of fruit, I'm going to let you know about a very cool hat company. And there's news on the blonde bombshell that is Marilyn Monroe, plus news on my print version of my book, which is out right now. Let's kick off right now. And Nicole Gomez and Caballo Negro on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net.
Day breaks, slate drops, check your heart and stare. Hands in pockets, shoulders up, walking like Brando into the sun. First drag on the blacktop. I shift side to side. Wanna be chicken, I know that song. Walking like Brando, here's all gone. Kind of hot, never flee, oh no. In a hot stare, you never need, oh no. Watch closely now and take a view from a black and white portrait. They never showed their hands and they never laid down. They never laid down. They never laid down. They never did. dice. Choose your weapon, I'll choose mine. Coming like Brando, using a line. So far, so good, so-and-so, so what? Playing it straight, man, freaking poor. Walking like Brando, settles the score. College pots never bleed, oh no. And a heart of fair, it never needs, oh no. Watch broken eyes take your cue from a black and white parade. They never showed their hand, and they never laid down. They never laid down. They never laid down.
Hey, what are you, some girl makes sandwiches or something? Your daddy wears a big hat, you think you tell people what to do? Nobody tells me what to do. Somebody tell me what to do, I'll make sure I knock them over somehow. And then you don't know nothing about it.
Look here and look there, don't you look for me. I left myself in the final showdown. Tough when there's no one around. College hearts never bleed, oh no. In a hot stare, it never needs, oh no. But broken now and take your cue from a black and white parade. They never show their hand and they never lay down. They never lay down. They never lay down. They never did it.
Cocktail Nation, Coop Cooper, Royal Crown Review, Walking Like Brando. As I mentioned last week, we lost the great Patty Page, the singing rage who stumbled across Tennessee Waltz and made it one of the best-selling records ever, has died. She was 85. She died on New Year's Day in California. This week I've dug out a wonderful interview with her, the amazing woman that is Patty Page. And she started off by talking about how she got started in the business.
I was in Tulsa, my home. And I got a job on a local radio station. And when I went up to the, went there for a summer job. And the dean of girls in school, in my high school, gave me the names to go see because I wanted to be an artist. And I went up to get a job in the art department at the radio station. I don't to this day know what an art department does in a radio station, but you could tell me more. But while I was there, the program director recognized me from having heard me sing in an assembly in our school. And he said, "Aren't you the little girl that sang at Daniel Webster High?" Ta-da-da. And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Did you come here for an audition or something?" And I said, "No, I came here to apply for a job in your art department here." He said, "Oh, my goodness. Well, when you're finished, why don't you go down to our studio floor and put something on an acetate? And if we ever have an occasion to need a singer, we might call you." He said, "I was very impressed with hearing you." I said, "That's nice." And so that's how it happened. About a month later, I think it was, they called and they had a variety show starting and they asked me to come in and audition for it. And I did, and after I got that show, I used my real name, Clara Ann Fowler, on that show. I mean, they used my real name. I never changed it. But they said to me, the Patty Page was leaving, and they had a show called Meet Patty Page, sponsored by the Page Mail Company, and they asked me if I would come and audition for that, and I said yes, and I got the job. So I had it my last 3 years of high school and 1 year after. When I left, I asked the sponsor if I could take the name with me, and they said, "You sure can. We won't have another one after you."
She was asked about what achievements really made her proud.
One of my thrills was finally appearing at Carnegie Hall after having known about Carnegie Hall for many, many years. I never even did a benefit or anything there.
Of course, this earned her a Grammy Award.
And that was, I had no idea that would happen from that. And for us to record the show, you know, it was quite an undertaking at the time that we did it. And it was very rewarding when I did win a Grammy. I had never won one, and I haven't won one since.
And she couldn't go past talking about the Tennessee Waltz.
Actually, what I know about it is what I've heard from my manager and what happened to me during that time. We had an office in the Brill Building in New York, and my manager was going into the office this one morning, the day after Billboard magazine. They had an office in the same building, and they did their reviewing of new records the night before. Let's say this was a Wednesday, and they reviewed them Tuesday night, because Billboard came out, I think, on Wednesday. And anyway, they did it really quick then. They didn't take a month to publish the magazine. But Jerry Wexler was coming out of the building, and he met Jack, and he said, "Oh my goodness, Jack, you're just the person I want to see. Last night we reviewed a country song in the rhythm and blues field by Erskine Hawkins, and I think if someone like Patty got a hold of it, it could be a smash pop hit." And so we got a copy of the song that day, and I had a record date coming up, and we just added it as a fifth side. It had no arrangement or anything. In those days, it wasn't unheard of. And they've done it that way in Nashville all the time, but in New York and in California, they didn't do it that way. You had to have an arrangement made. But we didn't, and we had the jazz trumpet player Buck Clayton on the record date, and he did the trumpet solo, and it made his family very happy in Kansas to know that their son was on this record. So a lot of nice things happened because of it. But yeah, we had no idea what would happen to that song when I recorded it.
The late, great Patti Page. And here she is with a version I just love that Patti's done. It's called Love for Sale on the Cocteau Nation.
Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly sold. Love for sale. To paradise, love for sale. Let the poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, I've been through the mill of love. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy my wares, follow me and climb the stairs. Love for sale. Love for sale.
This is the Cocteau Nation music.
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage. Le soleil passe son bras par la fenêtre. Les chasseurs à ma porte comme les petits soldats qui veulent me prendre. Je ne veux pas travailler. Je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier. Et puis je fume. Déjà j'ai connu le parfum de l'amour.
million de roses ne m'aimerait pas autant. Maintenant une seule fleur dans mes entourages me rend malade. Je ne veux pas travailler, je ne veux pas déjeuner, je veux seulement oublier et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fière de sa vie qui veut me tuer. C'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement oublier, et puis je fume. Je ne suis pas fière de sa vie qui veut me tuer. C'est magnifique être sympathique, mais je ne le connais jamais. Je ne veux pas travailler, non, je ne veux pas déjeuner. Je veux seulement
The Cocktail Nation.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie. If I was to say to you, we couldn't get much higher. Baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love will come a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love will come a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Baby, light my fire. Come on, come on, baby. You know that I would be a liar. Come on, baby, light my fire. We couldn't get much higher. Try to set the night on fire.
Cocktail Nation, Barbara Lush, and Light My Fire. It's Coop Cooper. Thanks to ultraswank.net and news this week that new information from the FBI files on Marilyn Monroe shed no light on the actress' death, but do show how closely the Bureau was monitoring Marilyn Monroe, her activities, and her acquaintances. Now, the files reveal the names of some of the movie star's communist-leaning acquaintances who drew concern from government officials and her own entourage. Fascinating stuff. You can read the full article in our News from Across the World tab on my website, www.cocktailnation.net. Here's the Martini Kings, Deep in a Midnight on the Cocktail Nation. Lounge Leader Coop Cooper, Pat Longo, and Come What May from the album Billy May for President. You know, I just love men's hats. A nice snap brim always looks great on a guy. It says that he's a man who knows what he's doing. It gives authority. It looks smart. And, of course, it's good for you when you're out in the sun. I would say I probably own around 7 fedoras, which is quite a lot for a guy who isn't outdoors very much. I used to have more, but passed on quite a few to some friends as my collection had become a little bit crazy. The problem is that I'm not an outdoors kind of guy. I'm not outside enough, really, to warrant owning a large amount of hats. Plus, I have a few wide brims that I'm really not as keen on anymore. I prefer the stingy brims these days, and I'm always on the lookout for a good stingy to replace one of the wide brims. Just recently, a custom hat company called Penman Hats got in touch with me. PenmanHats.com is the website. And boy, I've really been impressed with their hats. As a fan of the 50s and 60s, I was particularly impressed with the Eno stingy brim hat. Looks like a hat that Don Draper would approve of. Now, the other great thing about this hat company is that they make their hats by hand, which is pretty impressive in a day and age of mass production of everything from China. So for those who love a nice lid to complement their bag of fruit, make sure you do check out these guys, penmanhats.com.au. I've got a link on my website, www.cocktailnation.net. Here's Arthur Lyman and Midnight Sun on the Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
The Cocktail Nation, the most syndicated lounge and exotica radio show on the planet.
Cocktonation, Coop Cooper, Jonah Jones with Judy. Some good news that my book, Coop Cooper's Cocktonation, The Interviews, has now been put into print. So now it's available both print and ebook. You can check out the links online via my website, www.cocktonation.net. There's a tab there. And now, yeah, in print, which is nice. The book came out as an ebook about a year and a bit ago. It's nice to have it in print. You can physically hold it, physically buy it. I know a lot of fans of the Cocktail Nation have been hoping for one of the old analog type versions of the book. So it's out in both forms now. And thanks to the crew over at Bear Manor Media who picked up the book. Now, good friends, Ultra Swank, they've been doing a little bit of work on their website. Check it out, ultraswank.net. I know Chris has been working very, very hard to get the new version of the website up, so worth checking out, making a few improvements there. Let's take a look at the world of swank now for TikiLights.com. Tiki Nights at the Tahitian Inn, Thursday, January 24. January 25, Noir City, the 11th annual San Francisco Film Noir Festival. This is over at the Castro Theatre. Mark down in your diary, Thursday, August 15, the Tiki Oasis Hula Billy event, which is coming up. TikiOasis.com if you'd like some more details on this one. For February, here in Sydney, it's the Sydney Rock and Roll Alternative Market. It's the ultimate subculture market. I've been meaning to get along to this one. They've got some bands down there. They've got DJs and a tiki bar courtyard. Sunday, February the 3rd. I've heard some great stuff about this. This is over at three levels over at the Manning Bar at Manning House, University of Sydney. If you've got an event on, let me know. www.cocktonation.net, the website to go to, and you can email anytime, thecocktonation@gmail.com. Here's Annie Ross, and You're Nearer.
Time is a healer, but it cannot heal my heart. My mind says I've forgotten you, but then I feel my heart. The miles lie between us, but your fingers touch my own. You're never far away from me. 'cause you're too much my own. You're nearer than my head is to my pillow. And the ivy to the wall is nearer than the winter to the fall.
Lisa from Wollongong.
Hey, this is Joe from Menai.
Hey, this is Josh from Waterloo, and you're listening to The Cocktail Nation.
Draper's Guide to Picking Up Women.
Hello, I'm Don Draper, and I've been fortunate enough to have affairs with many women. Some say, boy, Don, how do you do it? Well, it's simple. Step one, when in doubt, remain absolutely silent.
Hi, I'm Jessica. A little shy, aren't we? Marry me, I want to have your children.
See?
Cocktail Nation with the SG Sound and Satellite Feed. On the show next week, going to be catching up with a fellow by the name of Jimmy Psycho of the Jimmy Psycho Experiment. You're going to love this guy. I'm going to leave you with the man himself and his version of Scooby-Doo. This is from his Mad Monster Cocktail Party album, which is out right now. Jimmy Psycho, Scooby-Doo. Stay hip.